Hurricane Katrina battered large areas of Miami today, leaving nearly a million people without power. At least 7 deaths are attributed to the storm. Katrina is now strengthening over the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters expect it to make landfall again on Monday morning. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
For just a Category 1 hurricane, Katrina packed an enormous amount of destructive power. Katrina destroyed a concrete highway bridge under construction in Miami, and it uprooted giant trees and flung them across major roads all over the area. Brickell Avenue, a palm tree-lined neighborhood of elegant banks and expensive condos in Miami, was one of those roads closed by a fallen ficus tree. Luis Maurice, who lives in a small Brickell Avenue condo, was cleaning up with his son.
We were kind of surprised with the strength of this Category 1. I think it was kind of unexpected. Kind of creeped up on us, so we weren't expecting such a strong storm without usually the warning that we usually get a couple, 2 or 3 days. They're beating the drums and everybody getting ready. But I guess it's a lesson for all of us to be learned that these storms, you cannot take them lightly because they're very, very unpredictable.
Maurice's power was out, like hundreds of thousands of other people throughout the area. Florida Power and Light, the local utility, had no estimates today when power would be completely restored. The storm's impact was not just on land. At the Dinner Key Marina in Miami, 40 and 50-foot long sailing yachts lay scattered like toy boats on the shore, ripped from their moorings. Samuel Himmons was cleaning up his shrimper, called the Slapshot. He had weathered the storm last night on his boat.
I mean, I was here on the boat, and it blew in like probably 95, 100 miles an hour. There were boats blowing everywhere. People were fending off. You know, it was pretty devastating.
Because of the storm, he didn't stay, as he normally would, on his 28-foot sailboat docked nearby, which he had secured with not one, but 5 anchors. This morning, he woke to find his boat hundreds of feet away on shore.
The wind blew in and blew it up on the beach and just pounded it until it came to pieces.
Now the hurricane is out on the open waters of the Gulf of Mexico, where forecasters say it'll strengthen into a Category 3 or even Category 4 storm, with winds in excess of 100 miles an hour. Stacy Stewart, a hurricane specialist with the National Weather Service, said Katrina seems to be gathering strength for yet another assault on land.
We were forecasting it to re-intensify to a significant hurricane after it moved back out over the Gulf of Mexico. We're just expecting it to be a little bit stronger.
Governor Jeb Bush has already declared a state of emergency in Florida, and he urged people to take the storm seriously.
You have 2 days to calmly go about your business of making sure that you have the necessary supplies for your home, that your home has been secured, and we would urge you to do so.
If hurricane-weary residents are wondering if this is a more active season than normal, they're right. Katrina is the 11th named storm of the year. That's 7 more than the average for this time of year. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.